When I look at the waka, I see ancestors paddling in them, sailing in them, fishing in them. You know, I see that. I see a simplistic, ingenious design that has enabled so much across such a vast ocean. You know, so much movement. And I just see genius in the building. I see genius in the handling and the seamanship. And I just see it as just one of the cornerstones of who we are. You know, before we left Rarotonga to sail here, and in Rarotonga was a contingent of Maori. So, of course, Hector was there, and Tihilda was there, Sir James Hanade, Tupi Pudidi, and Stanley was there, and I don't know how many others were there. We had this wonderful opportunity to engage with them and make friends with them, you know. I'm trying to understand this whole voyage and the significance, because it was brand new. It was brand new to them. Hector was really the only one who had grasped, you know, what was going on, what Nainoa was trying to do, what he was actually doing, what the Polynesian Voyaging Society was trying to do. When we arrived here, I mean, we were just having fun, you know, us, all our young, you know, in our younger years. But when we arrived at the shores in Waitangi, Sir James Hanade really spelled it out as about how happy he was about this event. You know, it just, and it kind of spoke to some of the things I spoke of today about that whole whakapapa about, you know, grabbing back the steering paddle from our end and taking ownership of who we are and what we do. You know, with that being said, Sir James Hanade had talked to the chiefs and the people of the leadership of Taitokerau, and he said, hey, these guys arrived by canoe, just as your ancestors did, you know, and they deserve to be a part of us and to have a place amongst us as a tribe. And so that was embraced by all the tribal leaders, and they agreed on that. And, you know, we didn't expect anything, but we're so appreciative of that hospitality and that aloha, you know, that's extended. Because, you know, in this day and age, it's important that we move forward together, and we feel that, you know, we truly feel that. We cannot, because we're family. You know, like my like Nainoa and my wife Lita, they're Pawa. You know, and we have Ngāti Pawa down here. And there's also Ngāti Pawa in Rapa Nui. And there's also Ngāti Pawa in Hawaii. And they're Pawa. We're all family. So Hokulea, or Ruawahia, Hokulea means star of gladness. It's a beacon star from canoes coming from the south, coming north. It's a bright star. It goes right over the island of Hawaii, the big island. It's a zenith star. And it just symbolized that light, that beacon that you can follow to get to your next destination, whatever that might be. So it's just something to express that, you know, that constant, the continuity of moving forward. Same star, Arcturus, up north. So Ruawahia is a name of Arcturus, just as Hokulea is a name for Arcturus. So the Ava is a drink of offering. You know, it's an ancient drink of offering. The gods to the Kupuna, you know, and to others and stuff. So when you watch it, when they take the bowl of Ava, you know, they sprinkle it around and they're sharing with those who are amongst us that we can't see. And it's just a way to express a higher spiritual connection, if you will, in an earthly way. It's a gift. The Ava is also a gift. Again, those are leadership Those are people who have been have taken that position in the community where they're, especially the voyaging community, where they've stuck to it. So they've continued to learn to the point where now they're like the next wave of captains and leaders and navigators. So it's just a big part of that is acknowledgement of that, of their, thanks, acknowledgement of thanks of what they're doing, because it's important. All we do here is not for us. You know, it's for the younger generation, and it's for those not even born yet. And that's why one of the things I mentioned is a starting point of all these things. What a great starting point to have all these young Maori masters, you know, in voyaging and canoe building and, you know, waka, tarai waka amongst us, you know. I mean, we never had that when we were young. So to see that now is like, what a blessing. Te Ōrere just represents an amazing amount of courage, you know, amazing amount of genius, you know, and confidence to do something that maybe others can't see, but you'll figure it out, you know. And then in the end, it's been, I mean, look at it. It's like such a magical place. It was always magical. But since I was here in 2018, it's transformed tremendously. As a waka center, as a learning center, canoe building, and that little canoe, Aorere, has done some amazing things, you know, up to this point in its life. It's closed a triangle, you know. She sailed to Hawaii, she sailed to Rapa Nui, and other places in between, and she's still got a lot of work to do. So again, you know, that everything within all of that, whenever she sails, she carries all of that with her. So all of those people, like Uncle Heck and others, Auntie Hilda, will always sail with that canoe. They'll always be there to help and guide, and they know, and the new and the young people, they know that. So all of that connection is just so wonderful. We're so blessed. Again, I just keep using blessed because I believe it. I don't know. That's a dream, and that was always a dream. And Hector wanted to have nothing more than to have that happen, because it kind of is starts putting a little bit more tangible sense to our relationships. But I don't know. We're still in. I mean, there's a lot to talk about and to start moving forward on that. You know, we're so busy getting ready for the next voyage. So much energy is put there that all of that whare down here and a manaia setting is like in the future. So we just got to keep moving towards that. That's all. You know, my hopes and dreams for all Polynesians is just to keep moving forward together. And through that, I think we'll gain, every time we gain a better understanding of each other and where we're trying to get to and how we can help and the help we need and the help we receive is such a step up. We've done so much, you know, as Pacific Island people, as Polynesians, but we still have so much that we got to do. But all those groundwork that's been laid by the elders, and a lot of them have passed, is solid, you know, solid bedrock. So we're standing on that, and we have to keep building on that higher and higher and higher. But it is the friendship. It is the trust, it is the confidence and the aloha for each other that's going to make the difference in the end. So we just got to keep building that. And I think it's going to come just through us keep together and collaborating and working together.